Test 72, Section 3, Question 9. Now, here, we're looking for the conclusion of the argument, and typically that's going to be either the first sentence or a response to it. So it says, some proponents of unilateral nuclear arms reduction argue that it would encourage other countries to reduce their own nuclear arsenals, eventually leading to an international agreement on nuclear arms reduction. So basically, some people say, hey, if we reduce ours, then other people will do the same, so then you'll have less. Our acting on the basis of this argument would be dangerous. Okay, that sounds a lot like the conclusion, and especially because the next word is because the argument ignores the countries presently on the verge of civil wars. These countries, many of which have nuclear capability, cannot be relied upon to conform to any international military policy. So, basically, these countries are not really going to conform to any international policy. And so the conclusion overall is that following this advice would be dangerous. And so, basically, it would be dangerous to unilaterally reduce our nuclear arsenal. We look for that in the answers. Countries that are on the verge of civil wars are unlikely to agree. That's not the conclusion. That's evidence. Unilateral arms reduction by the country would encourage all countries to reduce their nuclear arsenals. That's actually the opposite of what this is saying. It's saying some of them won't. Many countries cannot be relied upon to disclose the extent of their nuclear capacity. It's not about the disclosure. It's about whether they'll reduce it. It is unlikely that international agreement as nuclear disarmament will ever be achieved. That's a little strong. It's not about ever being achieved. And it is risky for the politician's country to unilaterally reduce nuclear arms in hopes of achieving an international agreement on arms reduction. Risky is really similar to dangerous, and so therefore E is our correct answer. That's the one that sounds like what we said, that acting on the basis would be dangerous.